WTAW News Time is 8:06. It is 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man has been convicted of sending a bomb threat to Texas State University last October. A jury took about 1 hour following a two-day trial in federal court to find 22-year-old Darion Kelly guilty. When he's sentenced next month, he faces up to 10 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $250,000. Investigators say Kelly used his cell phone to hack the email account of his former girlfriend to send threats to the admissions office at San Marcos and the following day to A&M. The defense argued the threats were sent by someone else. Prosecutors say Kelly sent the threats based on cell phone and email records. Kelly awaits federal and district court trials on the A&M charge. The state legislature continues to deliberate two bills regarding testing public school students, with most of the attention being placed on reducing the number of end-of-course exams from 15 to 5. College Station Superintendent Eddie Coulson looks for action this session to build a new assessment and accountability system.
We need a new system that is not all built around one test and treat every school district the same. So House Bill 5, while we're supportive of it and believe that it's good legislation for the current system that we're in, and certainly will support it and have been supporting it, we look forward to House Bill 2824 passing as well, so that we can develop a new system.
CSISD was one of 23 districts named during the last legislative session to continue developing new measurements of student achievement. 6 years ago, the Bryan City Council received lots of attention in the process of passing a first-ever juvenile curfew. This week, Mayor Jason Bienski noted that no one showed up at the public hearing before the council gave first-round approval to continue the curfew in its current form.
In 2007, when I was first coming on the city council, it was one of the top topics. You know, it has reduced juvenile crime during those hours. You know, everyone would say that the police has treated the kids fairly, and, you know, the main thing is to get these kids off the streets, back with their guardians and their parents, and keep them out of trouble.
Police Chief Eric Buskey says the curfew is one of several tools to reduce the number of crimes committed by those under 18.
Since 2006, I'd say the average is about a 30% reduction in juvenile crime because of the curfew ordinance.
The chief's report to the council also noted over the last 3 years a 21% total decrease in juvenile involvement with law enforcement and a 40% drop in juveniles arrested during their curfew hours of midnight to 5 a.m. 4 days after being promoted to an Army sergeant, an Aggie graduate was killed in a training accident. 27-year-old Graham Woody of Houston, class of 2008, died from serious head injuries in a crash that injured two other soldiers at Fort Bliss near El Paso. The Association of Former Students says military honors will be presented tomorrow morning at the Houston National Cemetery. That service is open to the public. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. And it could be another 3 weeks before we see a compromise on the next state budget. Senator Charles Schwertner expects some debate by members of the conference committee.
There'll be some discussion about the priorities of the two versions of the budget in reference to education, giving pay raises to our DPS officers and our correctional officers, as well as funding of the construction bill for higher education capital projects, such as the Biosafety Lab 3 that needs to be built there at Texas A&M.
Schwertner is optimistic about differences being worked out. Meanwhile, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan not only dislikes President Obama's newly released budget, but he's also quick to note that it's about 10 weeks past due.
He's taking credit for a fair amount of deficit reduction that was already baked into our federal numbers, and so he's double-counted the deficit reduction, which I found kind of interesting. He relies heavily on tax increases. Spending continues to go up at a faster rate than even what's projected today. Lastly, and probably most importantly, it never balances.
Flores compares the president's budget to the House budget passed 3 weeks ago, which balances in 10 years with no tax increases. He'll do a full review of the budget by next Wednesday, but says he doesn't expect to find any gems in it. Finally, halfway around the world, the bird flu is rearing its ugly head again. The death toll for this strain in China is now 8. So should we be worried? Dr. Morgan Farnell at Texas AgriLife Extension College Station doesn't think so.
You know, you're probably more likely to be struck by lightning than to contract one of these human avian influenza.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is already working on a vaccine. WTOW News Time is 8:11. It's 41 degrees. This week the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marble Craft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marble Craft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marble Craft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead. Make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations. And to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, so you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get 0% APR for 72 months or $5,000 cash back on select models. 2013 Buick Verano, just $199 per month. 2013 Buick Enclave SUV, just $349 per month. Both include scheduled maintenance, OnStar, and Sirius XM radio for 2 years. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. 24-month, 12,000 miles per year. 3172 at signing plus TTL and fees. With approved credit, 0 APR, $1389 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
813, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Morning showers and thunderstorms. We could see some clearing later today. Highs 60 to 65. Clear skies tonight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Sunny weather develops across the region tomorrow. Highs will be near 75. Tomorrow night, we're partly cloudy with lows of 50 to 55. Bright sunshine during the day Saturday, and it's warmer Saturday. Highs are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yep, it could be warmer. We could stand for that to happen, but it is not now. Okay, now, folks here from the city of Bryan, let me say up front that the state rep may call in the midst of this. Did we do that to you once before?
That was with Gary Miller.
It was, wasn't it? Okay, well, the only reason is every once in a while we talk to John Rainey every Thursday. The problem is he is in an Appropriations Committee hearing it, so it's a matter of when he can duck out and then come and talk to us. So we're going to go ahead and start our interview and find out what's going on, and then we'll play Jethro Trivia if we have time. But we'll take the state reps, call number one and number two. Never mind. Look at that. I timed it out to the point where...
Nice tap dancing.
Thank you. We push this button. John Rainey is going to be live on the air with us right now. John, good morning. How are you? Wait. Hang on. Wait. There you are. Hang on. Wait. Yes. Hang on. Wait. Okay. There. How's that? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. That's good. John Rainey joins us live on the air. You had to duck out of appropriations this morning. So that you could come chat with us. I thought we passed a budget. What are you supposed to do now?
Oh, we got several bills that have come up in appropriations. We've got the special bill about giving the $1.9 billion that we deferred the payment on for education last year.
Right.
And we're going to redo that so it speeds that up. And then we have the tax situation where, if you remember, some people paid their sales tax a month early last year. We're going to change that so they don't have to do it again this year.
Right.
And we got a bill where I'm not quite sure what it is. Frankly, I'll have to listen this time.
Okay.
And then we got a fiscal transparency and accountability bill that Chairman Pitts has put together, which is a pretty comprehensive bill. Okay. It's pretty good.
So now, tell me, as far as your other committee assignments, anything else, any other hearings that you're getting?
Well, I'll tell you what I've done this week. I laid out HB 1115, which is a clean transportation triangle, helping promote compressed or liquefied natural gas within the triangle along, well, not along, but within the triangle of 10, 35, and 45.
Right.
That bill was passed last time, but it only included the area along about 2 miles either side of those highways, and we got that passed and expanded to include any state or federal highway within that triangle.
Okay.
That was a good deal. We did the deal on hotel motel tax and laid that out, and it went through committee fine, and we also have done a deal about leasing, selling land on campus, which A&M was the only campus in the state that had that restriction. So
you could not. Can you tell me a little more about that? That's interesting.
Well, frankly, what we think, not what we know, is that back about 7 years, probably 25, 30 years ago, Senator Moore put that particular thing in the legislation, in the code, in the education code. It's supposed that there was something going on that people didn't like. And in this case, primarily what it's for is they want to redo all the core dorms at once and no money to do it with, and they have the opportunity to have somebody rebuild those, and then they where they earn their money back is they get the proceeds from the rent on them until that loan is paid off. So that's a good way of financing, and I kind of like the concept, so...
Well, that's an interesting deal there. That way you're using their money to rebuild all the core dorms at once.
Right, it was. And then the most important thing I think that I have done in this period of time. Hey, I can't do it anymore. I got to go vote.
All right, good. We'll talk to you soon. All right,
thank you, John.
Yeah, bye. There he goes. What happens when you're on important committees? Well. That's the John Rainey staying here for as long as he could, but that's an interesting concept about the corridors.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, our visit with John is brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company, the total solution with copiers and printers, scanning and retrieval. Dayhill offers managed print services and complete IT service solutions. Contact your Dayhill representative at 774-2200 today. Okay, now we're back to business. All right, Jenna, so what we're going to do is we're going to play Jethro Trivia first.
Got it.
And I think, and you brought a guest this morning who's probably never played Jethro Trivia.
No,
right?
But he's ready. This is Cody Krivet, who's with our Environmental Services team. So he's going to be talking a little bit about West Nile. Even though I know it's cold and rainy outside, it's still spring.
It won't be forever. That's
it
true.
It won't be forever.
Okay. See, now I saw y'all whispering. Was he saying, "All right, what are we going to have to do here? What is this trivia thing? Do you know about Jethro Trivia, Cody?
I do not. All right.
You're
the
about
loser
to find
has
out.
To pay everyone else $5.
Yeah. So there. Yeah. Well, that's a new rule we put in since last week. Y'all didn't know that.
Kidding.
Now Jethro Trivia is our odd little informative news quiz that asks you a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. Fun to play, easy to win. Sorry, no wagering. Today it's the Sheep Whisperer. The Sheep Whisperer is our category. So what'll happen is, Kevin, you'll answer first, and then...
I get to use my expertise of sheep.
Well, no. Well, it could be. It's a
you are from Leander.
I happen to hear this... Yeah. Wow. I did happen to hear this story Saturday, so I do know about it. But anyway, we'll see. And then Kat will answer, and Jenna, we'll let you answer next, and then Cody, since he's
perfect.
All new to this now. And you can share an answer. If you like somebody else's answer, then you're okay, and it's all multiple choice anyway. A sheep farmer in Canada published a guide for training your sheep and advised that if a ram starts to get aggressive, you should do what? Is it A, grab its horns, B, flip it over on its belly and tickle it, C, bark at it like a dog, or D, look at it and think lamb chops? Once again, sheep farmer in Canada published a guide training your sheep, and he advised, if your ram gets aggressive, do what? A, grab its horns, B, flip it over and tickle its little tummy, C, bark like a dog, or D, look at it and think pork chops. Kevin?
I'm going bark like a dog.
Bark like a dog. Okay, Kat?
I'll go with B. I think they can't have trouble breathing when they fall over.
Okay, you flip it over.
Why
and...
Why not?
And tickle it on its little belly.
Sounds so stupid.
Yeah, Jenna.
I'm going to go with grab its horns.
Grab its horns. Okay, so now, I mean, wow, everybody's had a different answer. Cody, what do you say?
What answer's left out there? What can I get?
You can do a grab, look at it, and think pork chops.
I will think pork chops.
So everybody has a different answer. We have only one winner today, and
like
the winner is Cody.
Wait, did you say pork chops or
that's
lamb
right.
chops?
That's right. You look. It says lamb chops here.
Oh, okay.
It says
sounded
look,
like you said pork chops.
I hope not. Look at it and think lamb chops. The sheep herder said that if the ram is giving you a hard time, then you look at it and kind of use your mean face and think lamb chops, and it recognizes you as a possible predator and backs off. So there you go. All right, so in addition to telling us about West Nile, he's also the sheep whisperer. No, Kyoto, let's do it. Let's talk about this. We make fun, but it's pretty serious stuff.
It's very serious stuff, sir.
And so with hopefully more rains coming and waters accumulating, what is the city of Bryan doing as far as the program is concerned?
You know, the most important thing for residents to remember is the four Ds: deep, drain your water, proper clothing, and stay in at dusk and dawn. But the city of Bryan goes a step further, and we want to supplement homeowners' precautions. You know, we will provide our residents with what are called plunks and dunks, which are the mosquito dunks. Mm-hmm. We will give them free of charge, one per resident. They can go to our website, bryantx.gov, scroll down to the bottom, find the little mosquito icon. It'll tell them exactly how to get that.
Now, okay. Can an HOA do that, or do you guys do that with the HOAs already?
Absolutely. HOAs, if a member of the HOA will call in, I'll set up a meeting with them and discuss exactly how to use the product, and we will give them up to two cases.
Okay. For like a pond or something?
We try not to do pond because, you know, mosquito fish take care of mosquito babies. We're looking for, you know, small containerized water.
Okay.
And now how about any ditches or anything that has standing water in it that would be in a common area?
As long as the water's not moving and it is stagnated, we recommend treating those.
Okay. And you want the citizens to let you know about that, and then you'll give them the dunks for those treatable areas that are in common usage areas.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. All right, again, if they the website, and then you go down and look for the little skeeter, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is there a number to call if they want some more information that way?
979-209-5900. Mm-hmm. That will get you our Public Works call center.
Okay. We hope it can be a situation where we have standing water, you know, so that has to be something that'll be addressed. Thanks for the time this morning. What else you got for us?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Just want to remind everyone that tomorrow is the broomball tournament between Bryan and College Station, and so that will take place at 5:45 at the Spirit Ice Center, and it's benefiting the Brazos County Coalition Against Violence.
In case people didn't think this is taken seriously, there have been injuries that have taken place because of this. I mean,
Injuries.
I've played in that, and those people are nuts.
Yeah. I've seen the internet talking smack video.
I was just about to say there's a lot of fun competition going on online.
Saga.
When the SWAT guys that are playing show up in their riot gear, I freaked out.
Yeah, that's all right. So when's this going to be and where?
It'll be tomorrow, 5:45 at the Spirit Ice Arena. Okay. And in my short time with the city, I have learned that in seven meetings, Bryan has won five.
Okay.
But College Station has won the last two. So they're talking a pretty big game.
Wow, that's good. That'll be fun. So we'll look forward to that. It goes for a good cause as well. All right, thanks for the time this
morning.
Thanks so much. You bet. We visit the folks in the city of Bryan on Thursdays, College Station's on Fridays. It's all brought to you by the folks at Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, your insurance specialist since 1936, serving with honor and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Every weekend it's the same thing. My husband and his friends fussing over who gets to use the John Deere we got from Sioux Falls Prater. See, it's a 3038E compact tractor, so it'll do most anything around our place. Mow, dig, load, and it's easy to work with. Maybe I should tell them they can get one at 0% financing for 72 months. Nah, I'll just let them fuss. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Anyone who's raised young children knows that sharing doesn't come easy. But a University of Michigan study suggests that by the age of 3, children understand that they should share things. They're just too focused on their own desires to put this into practice, according to developmental psychologist Craig Smith.
The youngest kids we studied all the way through the 8-year-olds
seem really clear that when people are equally deserving, things should be divided equally.
But when the researchers gave them the opportunity to share stickers with other children, the 3 to 6-year-olds hoarded them for themselves. Only the older kids shared their stickers equally. Smith says in the moment, the older kids emphasized the happiness of others over personal gain.
Whereas younger kids seem to get sort of sucked a bit more into thinking about just their own desires.
This suggests that kids may not be able to align their behavior with their ethics before age 7. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Fewer new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a bigger-than-expected drop last week in the number of workers applying for unemployment benefits. The Labor Department counted 346,000 first-time claims, 42,000 fewer than the week before, but analysts point out that one good week does not make a trend. Personal computer makers did not get the boost they were hoping for from the introduction of Windows 8. In fact, a new report suggests the new Microsoft operating system may have caused a further slowdown in demand. IDC says worldwide shipments of PCs fell nearly 14% in the first quarter, the biggest quarterly decline since IDC started tracking the numbers nearly 20 years ago. If you're invested in Netflix and want to keep tabs on the video rental company, you'll have to keep up with social media. Netflix notified regulators it intends to use Twitter, the company's Facebook pages, and the Facebook pages of its CEO as outlets for material information. Stock futures are mixed. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
The Masters. There's magic in the air. Spring has arrived in Augusta. And today, new dramas will unfold. And heroes will emerge. This is the home of timeless beauty, of storied competition, of the elusive green jacket. This is where new dreams will come true. First round coverage of The Masters, today on ESPN.
News coming up in just a minute. If you plan on wearing Google Glass headgear, you know what that is, right? In the near future, you will not be welcome in several places. It's slated to hit the market probably in a few months. Some establishments are not happy about it. The techno glasses may look sharp, but that virtual view is not cool in several circumstances. First up, casino owners.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
What do they do exactly?
Google Glass? Well, you can get information right there. I mean, right there projected in front of you. It's you know, again, in some cases, I guess it could be good. You see somebody and you don't recognize them. Maybe there'll be some sort of a visual recognition something that
like
will
the
tell
Terminator.
You that that's some guy. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. But casino owners think that it would give cheaters the upper hand. The glass won't be welcome in strip clubs either. Okay.
Digital photography?
It's not, I don't know, it will be considered not classy and a violation of privacy codes, yes.
Not classy?
Not classy.
Because it's really classy to be at a strip club.
Of course it is. And again, these glasses are going to cost like, I don't know, $500, maybe more? You go to a strip club after you spend $500 on glasses? I mean, anyway, the headgear will be gold to movie pirates, obviously. Wearing Google glasses, test-taking, of course, a problem. That won't work very well. So, anyway, if you don't mind the dirty looks from those fine institutions and many passersby, you should be able to get your Google headgear. Yep, it says this fall for between $500 and $800. They haven't determined a price yet, but don't wear your Google glass when you go to the strip club. Okay.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a colorful and unique bed and breakfast in the heart of Navasota. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council this week gave first-round approval to continuing juvenile curfew hours between midnight and 5 a.m. Police Chief Eric Buskey says juvenile offenses during curfew hours have dropped by 30%.
We really look at it as a tool for our officers to use to help them do their jobs, frankly, overnight. And it's not something we use all the time. It's a citation. If a juvenile violates it, I think we used it 19 times last year. But it's a valuable tool for our officers.
While there were no speakers during a public hearing, Councilman Paul Madison thanked Buskey.
I think that the way that it was structured and what it was meant for has been utilized, and I'd just like to congratulate you and your department on doing such a wonderful job.
This is the second review of the juvenile curfew since the council adopted it 6 years ago. Earlier this week, the Texas House Education Committee took testimony on a bill continuing the development of new measurements of student achievement in public schools. College Station is among 23 districts in a consortium formed 2 years ago. Superintendent Eddie Colson is optimistic about gaining legislative approval this year.
Our hope is that the legislature will indeed recognize the importance of our work and pass House Bill 2824, which would give CSISD and the other consortium school districts the leeway we need in order to develop a new assessment and accountability system, one that is not over-reliant on high-stakes tests, one that is community-based, and one that values the unique needs of each school district in the state.
Colson says the district also supports reducing the number of end-of-course exams from 15 to 5. An Aggie soldier has died in a training accident at Fort Bliss 4 days after he was promoted to an Army sergeant. A crash at the Doña Ana Range Complex took the life of 27-year-old Graham Woody of Houston, class of 2008. More information is on our website at WTAW.com, including details of a military service tomorrow morning in Houston. Last October, a Bryan man was arrested on charges of sending bomb threats to A&M and Texas State. Yesterday, a jury in federal court took about 1 hour to convict 22-year-old Darian Kelly of using his cell phone to send three threats to the admissions office on the San Marcos campus. In both cases, authorities say Kelly emailed the threats using his ex-girlfriend's account. Sentencing on the Texas State threat is scheduled next month, where Kelly faces punishment of up to 10 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $250,000. Kelly says someone else sent the threats. Federal prosecutors say it was Kelly based on email and cell phone records. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working on a vaccine for a new strain of the bird flu. From the Texas AgriLife Extension Office in College Station, Dr. Morgan Farnell says there's no reason to overreact.
I don't think we need to ignore it, but I don't think people should panic either. You know, I think things like good hygiene sanitation practices are important.
8 people in China have died from this round of bird flu. And members of the Texas House and Senate are starting the joint process of hammering out the next biennial budget. Senator Charles Schwertner expects the conference committee will meet for 3 weeks.
I fully expect that we'll have a good product at the end. And then by the end of this, I hope to again report that we've improved education, improved health care, and met some of the infrastructure needs in reference to water and transportation for the state.
Schwertner says points of contention include funding public education, pay raises to DPS and correctional officers, and money for construction projects at A&M and other state universities. And as lawmakers jump into hearings this week involving the Veterans Administration, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's excited to hear from a fellow Texas Aggie during a subcommittee that he's chairing.
We have invited General Joe Weber, who's the Vice President of Student Affairs for Texas A&M University. He's going to be representing the university, the A&M system, and actually all of the state of Texas regarding educational opportunities for veterans. So we're excited to have him and looking forward to hearing what he has to say. I will say this as an editorial comment. Texas and Texas A&M get it right when it comes to dealing with our veterans.
Flores says they'll have several hearings in order to try to modify current programs for veterans' economic and educational opportunities. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 42 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of,
Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms will diminish this morning. We could see some clearing this afternoon. Depend on how quickly these showers can get out of here. Highs today 60 to 65. It will become clear overnight. Lows 45 to 50. Sunny and milder during the day tomorrow. Highs near 75. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday, we'll see lots of sunshine. High Saturday, 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
Yeah, fortunately, it's pretty well out of here. What's interesting is the entire system tracking to the east, but the rain within it is tracking to the northeast. So if it's over you, it's going to stay on you for a while. And since it's moved on over, it is still kind of in Houston. But if you were going over into Louisiana today, now Louisiana, I mean, almost the, well, from Baton Rouge on up, which is most of the state, they've got pretty significant rain going on in Louisiana, but Cajuns need a good washing more often than not. I said it, that's all. All right, so, of course, we U.S. Americans, better than anybody in the world, we know that. But now, you know what they're telling us is what U.S. Americans spend money on that no other countries do.
Pets?
Well, there's a list. Number one is food. Spending money on food in the U.S. differs from other countries considerably. The average U.S. American household spends just 7% of its budget on food compared to more than 40% of their budget if you live in Egypt, or 15% for the family in Japan. Spending habits for U.S. Americans includes $25 billion on candy and $76 billion on soda. But again, just 7%. Well, you know what?
How many billion on dental care?
Yeah, they're working on making that number bigger. Okay, I saw a number today, just oh, by the way, which I thought was interesting. The percentage of people in drive-through restaurants who order a soda with their breakfast. What would you think the percentage is of U.S. Americans who order a soda from their ultra-healthy drive-in fast food restaurant?
60+.
35.
I thought, you know, that's a cat. 35%. It says here 17%. Oh, see, really? I don't believe that. I just don't believe that.
Yeah, well, number one, it sounds gross. But number two, if someone is eating fast food for breakfast, probably they're also likely to be okay with sodas. You know?
I know when I do that, if I'm going on a road trip, I have a soda.
Yeah.
But I will say that most of them now have some kind of way to get sexy coffee.
Yeah, and that's, well, and I mean, and that's it. Most people would, if they were at home, I guess, drink coffee. But I just thought 17% was way low. Anyway, other ways that we spend money, waste. As a country, we spend an awful lot of money on waste. We might not spend much on food, but wasted food and wasted energy are what Americans spend money on. Wasted energy costs around $146 billion a year.
Well, and it's not that, I don't think that we eat less in other countries. I think just because we're so agricultural, it's a lot less expensive for us to buy food than, say, if you're living in Japan, you're on a tiny island where they don't
don't eat leftovers.
They don't grow enough food for their country.
Well, part of this also, I'm thinking, is the waste of, you know, you get seconds on French fries and then you eat three of them and then a whole bunch of stuff gets thrown away.
We do waste it.
How much stuff do you think gets pitched at the Corral Emporium?
Yeah, right. $529 per person a year in the U.S. is what we spend on wasted food.
That's why other countries love us.
That's right. Other stuff that Americans spend money on, gambling. Everybody wants to get rich in the U.S., and it seems getting rich is just a scratch-off ticket away or whatever. The average payout, you ready? 47 cents for every dollar spent. And we spend $120 billion each year in casinos,
Getting rich is just a job away.
Yeah. Well, it's one good idea away, too. They say that. All right, other things, fines and fees. As a country, we seem to love paying fines and fees. Take your ATMs, for example. each year, U.S. Americans spend $7 billion on tacked-on ATM fees. Man, that's a lot of money to pay for a service that you can get free.
No kidding.
Let's see what else. $15 billion a year on tickets. Tickets, like traffic tickets. Housing. Spending habits in America look a little more responsible when you take a look at housing, although we still spend more on housing than any most other countries. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Americans spend nearly 30% of their income on housing. People in Japan and Canada spend about 21%. In the UK, it's 24%. Well, that's interesting. I think there's a ton of factors involved there. Again, the size of the country and things like that
we have a difference.
We have better location, location, location.
Yeah, yeah. We're all convenient to Texas A&M University and shopping. Okay. getting around when it comes to transportation, Americans are surprisingly not spending huge amounts of money. It's more costly to travel by car in Canada than it is here. Still, we're spending more on transportation than our neighbors across the pond or in Japan. Japanese people spend less than 10% of their income on transportation, while the average American spends about 17%. So there you are. Just some things that we spend money on that make us a little bit different than America. Now, it says here 25%, one in four of us, do this at least three times a week. It is?
Floss?
No. Jeez, really? Fall asleep at night in front of the TV.
Oh.
One in four. Kat does, it's just the TV's not on. She just falls
yeah,
asleep.
Yeah, I have it next to my bed like an altar.
Whatever, yeah. Just fall asleep.
I never.
See, how can you fall? If something's going on, I can't fall asleep.
Really?
I need it turned off.
Really?
I like the lights out.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know?
Watch golf or NASCAR.
That'll put you to sleep?
Yeah, it will.
Yeah. NASCAR puts you to sleep?
Early in the race when it's not exciting.
Oh, when it's droning on and it's just
constant drone and they're just talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby Jones is moving around the back corner. Not a whole lot of excitement. Yeah, nope. I can go sleep at NASCAR race any day you want.
Here come number 27, the Almond Joy car. Yes, sir.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
This is Bunny Pratt for Brown & Company Insurance Services. Do you cringe when you think about health insurance? Well, you don't have to when you choose Brown & Company for your insurance needs. Our friendly insurance professionals take time to share the options and walk through the process with you. Whether it's for you individually or for your business, let Brown & Company show you how we are the best in the Brazos at insuring your health. Visit us online at www.bcins.net. or call us at 979-694-6900.
Did you know you can take a college course in less than 3 weeks? Try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. The May mini-mester runs May 13th through the 29th. You can take an online class and still go home for summer break, take a class you've been needing for your transcript, or take a class just to learn something new. Get ahead or catch up with a mini-mester course. Search for classes and find out how to apply. Blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley assists you, your family, and physician to understand the choices you have. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a 16 till caller said watching poker can be boring.
And I can see that.
You know, they shouldn't let those people wear sunglasses. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they ought to have to be in there with just, you know, your bare head. That's
their pupils.
It. Well, yeah, because, I mean, again, it's a tell. Maybe a tell there. And, you know.
This sounds like a man is serious about his poker playing.
Well, sure. I mean, if I'm playing serious poker, I hadn't played serious poker in a long time, but I mean, I think it's just, yeah. So Hooters has long been casually referred to
That's a hell of a segue.
Boom, good. Right into that. Has long been casually referred to as a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, the burgers are good.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
And I remember, I tell that story. I took my family, my young children in there because of the owl. I thought that was really cute. Then I went,
really?
Oh. Yeah, really? I did. Yeah, it's a long time ago. It's 25 years ago, but I'm going, wow. But
surprise!
Anyway.
Oh, wait, you did that?
Yeah, I did that.
Oh.
I did. Well, but 25 years ago, Hooters was kind of new, I think. You know, anyway.
I can see. I would probably make a similar mistake.
You see the little owl, and you thought that was cute.
It
you're
going to
take
little
the kids
owl.
In there. But as soon as you walk in, you kind of realize that wasn't
happened.
The case. Yeah, but anyhow. But now, a different eatery has gone and trademarked the term. Texas-based Bikini Sports Bar and Grill, the chain, I've never heard of them. They've officially trademarked the term restaurant.
I saw one in San Antonio and one in Austin, and that's the first time I've seen them.
Okay. Well, I just I don't know them.
So they trademarked restaurant?
Yep. So we're really excited, about receiving this federal trademark, says the CEO of the chain. It just further solidifies that Bikini Sports Bar and Grill is America's only restaurant. That could be bad news not only for your Hooters, but your Twin Peaks and your Tilted Kilts and all those others. So we'll see. Restaurants are increasingly popular as restaurants struggle to find ways to keep bringing customers in.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's because they're contractors looking for the T-shirt cleaning franchise, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yep.
All I can do is sigh.
Yep. Now, John Cryer, you know who John Cryer is? Mm-hmm. He's the voice of Wells Fargo and other things, but he's from that Two and a Half Men's thing. And he appears to be kind of geeky. And apparently, he really is. He loves Marvel Comics. He's not on Facebook. And he collects, you ready? Russian space program memorabilia.
Those all sound like attractive qualities in a man.
Okay. I think he's spoken for.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure that he is. You know, he was spoken for, but I believe his wife... went out and tried to get a contract killer to do him in.
Tired of all those Russian memorabilia filling up the house,
I
huh?
guess. I'm not sure. Tax authorities in Lithuania, okay, of all places.
Speaking of Russia.
Yeah. Wasted no time using newly introduced technology to catch tax cheats. They went right to Google Maps Street View. As soon as it rolled out there earlier this year, the inspectors use the free service to take a virtual cruise around the streets of some of the country's biggest cities, uncovering dozens of alleged tax violations involving housing construction and property sales.
Mm.
They identified 100 homeowners and 30 construction companies as suspected tax dodgers, thanks to Street View, finding homes where they shouldn't be and other suspicious activity. Could it happen there, and then could it happen, let's see, someplace else? Yep. Lithuanian officials said that they were unaware of any other country where revenue collectors had used Street View, saying they didn't want to, really draw any kind of attention to the situation. But now that they've mentioned it, U.S. America may try doing that. And IRS has cross-referenced information before from taxpayers' Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Well, they're going to do that even more this year.
Yep. In Great Britain, tax officials have revealed that they are using web crawling software to go through auction websites for undeclared sales. And in Greece, authorities have been using satellite imagery to locate undeclared swimming pools in wealthy neighborhoods. And, I don't know. I think that's really okay. I do. I know that here in Brazos County, U.S. America, they can do that. I mean, they can check property, and they do it to make sure just for that sort of thing, I'm sure, or answer some other property as if there have been additions. Because that's a fairly efficient way to do it.
Sure.
I mean, especially something that goes on maybe out in the county
Hey, I wanted to warn you, there's an extra handsome man in the studio today.
I know.
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I have. A survey conducted by Credit Donkey in March found that women were more likely than men to use social media while watching TV.
Huh.
I find that hard to believe. 83%.
I don't know. If the guy's watching a sporting event, she may pull up Facebook.
True. 83% engaging in second screen multitasking. But for men, it's 80%, so it's not far behind.
Or she's looking at Pinterest.
That's it. Can we do this?
Could you build this for me?
Yeah. No, I'm watching bowling. I saw bowling on TV the other day.
Yep. It's back on.
I had no idea.
Did Bowling for Dollars run here?
Yeah,
I
did.
Remember
sure.
the 70s
yeah.
Bowling for Dollars?
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. No, without a doubt. So go ahead.
Not that I just had triggered when you said bowling.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what was the causative factor that brought it back. I mean, why is it? It would seem like we have enough sports going on out there that we don't have to have bowling.
My guess is it's cheap entertainment.
Well, you're right.
With the economy being the way it is.
Yeah. That's a good point. Two cameras, pretty much, right? One facing the bowler and one behind the bowler.
Yep.
And somebody
kind of knows what they're talking about.
Yep, that works.
Now's the time to shop the outdoor lawn and patio furniture sale at Amish Furniture for Generations. Take 10% off these beautifully designed quality outdoor lawn and patio pieces, including swivel gliders, swings, tables, arbors, chairs, and much more. Get ready to enjoy the great outdoors with 10% off outdoor lawn and patio furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Brenham National Bank is celebrating its 80th birthday on Monday, April 22nd. This is Barbie Springer inviting you to be part of our celebration. There will be food, fellowship, fun, and door prizes at all of our locations. Remember, that's Monday, April 22nd, when we will be 80 years old. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, let's stir it up here. We got 7 minutes
just
left.
Before we leave? Why not?
Let's do that. Well, you mentioned earlier this morning Brad Paisley's national conversation, basically, if you will, about
accidental racism.
That's it. So switch now to Salina, Kansas, where a county commissioner suggested last week the county should avoid N-word rigging the repairs to a county building.
God!
Yeah, really. Jim Gile told a meeting of local officials that the county should hire an architect to fix his road and bridge department building instead of rigging it, end quote.
Ugh.
When asked by an attendee what he said, the commissioner was exceptionally clear about his meaning, Afro-Americanized. A couple of days later, you ready for it?
Oh, my God.
You talk about damage control to the nth degree, so to speak.
Oh, man.
A couple of days later, this county commissioner explained that he actually meant to say jury-rigged. In context, it seems that what he really meant was jerry-rigged.
Right.
Which, by the way, is a slur for Germans.
Yes.
You know, in case you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Yep.
Anyway,
what they called them during World War II.
So now, this county commissioner in Kansas is adamant that he is not a racist. And he tells the Salina Journal, I
good
love
luck with
this.
That.
Listen to this. Listen to what this Mozon says. Quote, "I'm not a prejudiced person. I've built habitat homes for colored people."
Oh, my God!
He said he has a very close friend who is black. He gave the newspaper a long list of charitable groups he'd work for, which is very admirable. He went on, though, to say, quote, I don't ever do anything bad. I don't know how to do anything bad. People know I'm not.
All that's missing from this is,
man,
calling a black person, so I won't even say it on the radio. I mean, he's only left like one of them out.
What a dunce. I mean,
what an
idiot this guy is. So, anyway, we'll see how that goes. We got
Gee, many Christmas.
I got one more for you in a minute.
Hey, Aggieland, have you ever had a cowboy tell you, "Pardon my dust"? I didn't think so. Well, Sterling Auto Group is under construction, and to make room, we're offering the lowest prices on every new vehicle in stock. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
Sterling Auto Group is currently undergoing renovations, and to make room, all inventory must go, regardless of profit. Plus, Sterling Auto Group will terminate the lease or loan on your old gas guzzler, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, and condition, so you can drive home a new Buick, GMC, or Cadillac for less. Get $10,000 off any select new 2013 GMC Sierra truck in stock, and get 2 years, 24,000 miles scheduled maintenance. Plus, get 0% APR for 72 months, or $5,000 cash back on select models. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Auto Group. Sterling Auto Group, 205 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-5555 or online at sterlingautogroup.net. Plus TTL and fees with approved credit. Zero APR, $13.89 per thousand finance. Trade balance carried to new loan. All incentives to dealer.
Norman G. Tractor. Low prices. Large cash rebates. Zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade-in, free delivery, and best after-sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
3TL News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, here we go. The Attorney General in the state of Washington has filed a lawsuit against a floral shop that refused to provide wedding flowers to a same-sex couple. AG's office says the owner of Arlene's Flowers and Gifts in Richland refused to provide flowers for a longtime customer based on her opposition to same-sex marriage.
Well, if they have the choice to choose where they want to shop, don't shop owners have the choice to choose where they want to sell?
No. No. You ask that question, I am telling you, no, you don't anymore. And long before you were born, there's a guy named Lester Maddox who ended up being elected governor, I believe, in Mississippi because he didn't want to serve some people who sat at his counter, okay, of his lunchroom. But it's the way it goes. According to the consumer protection lawsuit, the state attorney general sent a letter to the owner requesting she, quote, reconsider her position and sign an agreement indicating her intention to comply with Washington laws, end quote. There you go. Suit seeks a permanent injunction requiring Arlene's Flowers to comply with the state's consumer protection laws. The state also seeks fines of $2,000. And you're right.
Well, this is a happy story to end
but
on.
But no, but I mean, that's what I'm saying to you, though. And the customer should have understood. Or, you know, I guess it could be an ex-customer then. If the owner says, you know, I really don't want to do that, then why don't they go someplace else? No, the customer decides to file suit. In a similar case in Oregon, a bakery refused to make a cake for a same-sex couple. That case is in bureaucratic limbo right now. The couple filed their complaint with the Oregon Department of Justice. Look, if people don't want to do business with you, shouldn't they have the right to not do business with you? And this is
not if you're discriminating.
Right, and this is a states' rights question that is. It is as old as time. The whole idea of states' rights and central government. That was one of the founding, that was big state, little state, going all the way back to the beginning of the Constitution of the United States. But no, no, Kat, to answer your question, no, you have to do business with people even if you don't agree. So there you go. 1921, Iowa became the first U.S. American state to impose a cigarette. Cigarette tax.
Go get you some, though.
Thank you, yeah. 1970, Apollo 13 launched. Remember that? Gosh, it had